Hello everyone, this is Hearthstone Meta Hype. I am Ecor100 with my friend Venga. How's it going, Venga?
I am hyped, brother. Let's do this.
So, I'm hyped, but it's for something different. Other than, you know, obviously the discussion we're going to have, which is going to be super duper great. You should stick around for that. But we have merch now, or at least I do. And there will be a code in the description. It'll be Ecor5, and there will also be a link. You basically just take that link, and you'll get a discount if you use my code for whatever you end up purchasing there. So I'm actually pretty excited for that. Yeah. And there's anything I missed you want to add on?
No, man, that's well, yes, there is some things that I want to add on. The thing is, we're in a team competition. Ecor and I are going to sell the most t-shirts in Hype Horizon. Link in the description below. The code is Ecor5 and we'll get that going. So just get your tees and make us win, because we want to do ourselves proud and take home victory.
No, yeah, because we do this show together and we're teaming up.
We are teaming up against everybody, against the world. But thanks, guys. Seriously, let's do this and let's get into the topic. I think it's got to be Mage, right, Ecor? It's got
to
be.
Yeah, the topic is definitely going to be about Mage. But I'm not going to just be negative about it. I want to actually go into, like, why it's kind of a problem, why it wasn't a problem before, and why it was actually, like, more of a fun card before. And by the card, I mean Deck of Lunacy and, like, Spell Mage in general. And, yeah, I just want to talk about that and not just complain. There will definitely be complaining, obviously. It's warranted. It makes up, like, 55% of the meta. And it's absolutely ridiculous, and you can't play around random cards. But that aside, I want to talk about, like, the underlying issues with it and how it could be nerfed, in my opinion, in order to make it less oppressive but still, like, viable-ish.
I agree. Yeah, I totally understand. I mean, the deck is just, it is exactly what it is called. Deck of Lunacy. It's complete lunacy. It's borderline idiotic. And it's super unfun to play against. And for the one reason, I'll just want to jump in and say, the reason why I think this deck is so unfun to play against is the exact thing that you really can't plan for, the randomness. And it's the probability is not there. So it takes away a lot of the skill on both sides. And it's pretty sucky when you see something like a 10 mana spell being, you know, bashed over your head on turn 5, because you get, not only do you get to get the buff up, because the spells transform into spells that are 3 costs more, but then you can bring them down with the fresh spring water and they become lower mana. So it's just a complete mana cheat, complete crazy, complete lunacy.
No, yeah. I actually 100% agree. It's absolutely ridiculous. But the one thing I disagree with kind of is, and you said it's like you can't play around some of the stuff, is just RNG, because you said there were 10 mana cards. There are only 2 10 mana spells in the game: Survival of the Fittest and the Grand Slam. So you know that their late game bomb is probably going to be one of those two. The issue in that case isn't necessarily the RNG and not being able to counter it. It's like you said, them being able to get it out on turn 6. Like a 10 mana spell, turn 6, that either pumps up your whole board +4/+4 or gets you 4 3/5s that all go face, is absolutely ridiculous in my opinion. And the worst part is, because it's not RNG, because it's there are only 2 of them, you know it's going to happen too. Like, you literally just sit there, and there have been games where I'm sitting there, arms crossed, kind of in a bad mood, and I'm just like, well, he played Incantor's Flow, or whatever it's called. The Incantor's Flow is the one that reduces cost by 1, right?
Yes.
Well, he played Incantor's Flow after he played Deck of Lunacy. It's turn 6. Gonna get in a Grand Slam this turn, and then there's about a 5-second pause, and then I get in a Grand Slam and take 12 damage, and he gets a whole board of minions. And, like, you know it's gonna happen, you just can't counterplay it.
Yeah.
But that leads into the thing I wanted to talk about, which is the fact that there isn't as much RNG to it now, right? You know pretty consistently what you're going to get. Like, if you Incantor's Flow first, there's only 1 9 mana spell in the game, and it's Librum of Hope. You're gonna get that every single time if you Deck of Lunacy after playing Incantor's Flow. You know that you're gonna get in a Grand Slam or Survival of the Fittest, and just the pool of spells is so much smaller, and all of the spells are so much better now that, like, the spells 2 years ago left because they were on average worse, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that it just ends up with being this.
Let me just interject, though. There is the same amount of RNG. And I think that this is kind of an interesting subtopic here. But RNG is RNG. It's random number generation. That's what it stands for. The random number generation is exactly the same. You can't have more or less RNG. It's fixed.
I mean, statistically, right? You're more likely to get
Let me finish my point. The probability is there. So when you say to me that you can't play around something and you kind kind of know what's coming, the probability of it being there is higher. It's yeah. more probable that you're going to be facing the Grand Slam. But I just wanted to point that
that's
out.
That's what because, I meant.
Yeah, I know that. But the thing is, though, I know you like, hey, come on, man, you're smart. I know that you know the deal. But I think it's just something that the audience needs to know as well, too, that you're talking about probability. Yeah.
RNG and probability are two different things.
Yeah,
I just use them interchangeably because we talk about RNG and Hearthstone just a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you bring up a good point. It is not the RNG itself, but it's the probability of any given card that is changing, not the RNG. Like, even if you get a 4-mana spell off of a 1-cost card, it's more likely, like, probability-wise, to be something like Fireball now, which means that you just get more burn. And even just something small like that, having a twice as likely probability to get Fireball as you were before, that means you're twice as likely to take 6 damage to the face. And I don't know, that's the underlying problem. And that's the problem that also happens with Font of Power. That's the problem that also happens with Apexis Blast. And also Jandis. Jandis isn't in this deck, but it's the same idea. The pool of cards is much smaller, so you're more likely to get good 5 drops or good mage minions off of those cards, because the only cards left are really like good mage minions, especially with Power Creep. The cards from 2 years ago are significantly weaker than some of the cards coming out now, which means that it's just all around. The reason why Deck of Lunacy was balanced is because it had those other weaker cards that you could pull. Like, it had that stupid, dude, when I play Apexis Blast and I'd get that 0/5 obelisk that's basically do nothing, I'd get so upset, but that doesn't exist anymore. And they're also, you can't get that stupid little like 0/3 egg that does nothing, and a couple of those other cards.
Yeah.
Now there's just a 5-mana 1/1, the one that, you know, gets, that's Demon Hunter and Hunter. I forget its name, nobody plays it, but it's a 5-mana 1/1 that gets pumped up in your hand when minions die. That's the worst option. And that worst option is better than the other two options, because at least it can attack for 1 damage. Like, it's not just a do nothing card. So right. Its worst option is better than the worst option before, and on average the cards are just better.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Yeah, that makes complete sense, and it's exactly what we said before. We've always said this is that the cards that are surrounding the card that is problematic are more of the problem than the card itself. The reason why it wasn't a problem before is exactly what you said.
But it's hard to nerf every card around Deck of Lunacy because of that, or Apexis Blast or Font Power. So it's just easier to nerf those cards, because I've read on Twitter and I've talked to people on Twitter, because they're like, just let it be broken for 4 months, because then when more stuff comes out and the probability of getting these different cards goes down, because there are going to be more cards coming out, it'll eventually fix itself. But like, I don't want to be stuck in a meta of this for 4 months until the next expansion or even the mini set comes out and there's like a slight change, unless the cards that come out in the mini set are just objectively terrible and fill the pool of that mage deck with actual garbage. Just in general, I don't, because like, yeah, they are right. It will eventually fix itself because of the probability, but it's just not worth the wait. Like, we could just nerf the cards now and then maybe revert the nerf in like an expansion or two when there's a bigger pool of spells to like bring some hype back to that card before it goes out of rotation. Like they did with a lot of the other cards, like Alexstrasza and the Galakrond or Rogue Galakrond, where like they reverted the nerfs like a week before the expansion. Basically nerf Deck of Lunacy now and then like a month before it's about to rotate out, when it's a balanced card again, revert the nerfs and it'll be fine. Probably. Yeah. That's something that I think would be interesting. But other people are just concerned that the card's gonna die because they say it's a fun card. And like, it is. When I played it last year, when it wasn't broken, I'd play it for content. I'd be like, let's just play Deck of Lunacy Mage and see what happens. It wasn't good at the time. I'd have like a 45% win rate with it, but it was fun. And I like the card, which is why it kind of sucks that I hate it so much now, personally, because it just didn't, it hasn't always been this way.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, the thing with the card is that you have two types of players, or many types of players, but we'll break it down to two. You have the players that are looking to exert their will and skill, and then you're having those players that are looking to just have fun and chill out and just whatever. The problem is that for me, I'm like a player that wants to have fun in Hearthstone, but I don't want to have that kind of fun, right? I don't want to just play that kind of fun. So I've always said this. this, and I'll say it again, is that the developers at Hearthstone, they're good, they do their thing, but they have a different idea of what is fun and what is not.
It's like gearing towards casuals.
Yeah.
It's
just that it's just not fun though. It's like, it's fun, not fun for me. So I'm kind of in the middle of those two types of players. Like, I like to exert my skill and will and do whatever I do, but I also like to have fun doing it. And the fun for me is just different. Like, we've talked about it before. When you go to a baseball game, you're sitting there, you might have fun, but it's a different kind of fun from when you're playing chess. You're not like jumping up and hooting and hollering and screaming. They're both entertaining, but you know, they're just not.
They're different types of fun for different people.
Yeah. So,
and there'll always be like differing opinions, and there's always going to be the other side of people who, like I was talking to on Twitter, basically, who like the card and enjoy the card because they think it's fun. They don't have a lot of dust, so they can basically just make this one deck of Lunacy card and make their deck all of a sudden good, and they can play it on a kind of budget. Because most of the cards aren't that expensive in that deck either. Like, it's a pretty cheap deck from what I, assuming you're not running the C'Thun version, because there is a C'Thun version that runs a couple more spells. But if I look at my version right now, it's only about 6,600 dust, and that's including C'Thun. Like, it's about a 5,000 dust deck without C'Thun, which is not that expensive. Like, that's doable for a casual player to make a good meta deck, because they only really need the one legendary. Yeah. And obviously, like, Combustion's an epic. They can take that out. Hearthstone Deck Tracker doesn't take into consideration cards you get for free. So, like, Flamestrike, it's counting it as an epic that costs 800 dust, I think. So, technically, the dust cost of this is more like 4,000, and you can take out a couple of the cards. So, like, there are obviously reasons why the deck is the way that it is and why it's being played so much, and it's not just because it's broken, it's also because it's cheap. It's why other, like, Stealth Aggro Rogue was played a ton, not just because it was strong, but because it was ridiculously cheap and literally required like no legendaries after Edwin was nerfed and it didn't run that card anymore. Like, there are underlying things for every single meta, and right now it's just the pool of cards is smaller, so this card is able to take advantage more of the meta, and it's cheap, so anybody can really play it. And people who like playing casually will play this because they're like, oh, it's random and fun, but then also competitive people will play it because they're like, oh, it's really strong, and all of these things added together just make it really, really oppressive. Mm-hmm. Whereas I used to like playing, I found it more fun, and I find these kind of decks more fun when they're not good and not played all the time, because when it works, it's like there's a higher high, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I broke the meta, I did something fun and cool, I did some random shenanigans, and I'm assuming the opponent wouldn't be as mad either, and I wouldn't be as mad if I lost to a ridiculous deck if I, like, never saw it before, right? Like, I played against a Death Rattle Demon Hunter, and I lost. But I was like, that was the first or second Death Rattle Demon Hunter I've seen this entire expansion. And I don't even mind losing to that. Because, like, it was a fun thing to experience, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. When I lose or just play as decks that are kind of a little bit more ridiculous, but are less played, it just is more rewarding and more fun to me. Because it's, like, more unique.
Right. Well, let me say that I had said those exact words to you once before. So, we were talking about the Silas Warrior with the OTK on the Silas Warrior. And I remember saying that to you, and you were like, yeah, well, you know, it's fun once, right? So it really backs up what you said then is that it's fun when you see it for the first time and you're like, whoa, that's crazy. Let me try that, right? But
maybe not. Yeah.
But the problem with Deck of Lunacy is that
every time
it's a lot, it's more often, but you can't try exactly what they did because the cards that are in the deck are randomly generated. You don't necessarily get that same wow thing. It's just kind of like, so omitting that, you don't, there is no archetype. It's kind of just it is just so random.
It's just random.
It's just random stuff. It's crazy.
It really is.
It's ludic. It's true to its form. I'm not going to defend Hearthstone in Deck of Lunacy or in Cantor's Flow or why this nerf deck came out. I'll be honest with you, I'm not happy about it. I haven't played Hearthstone since the beginning of the expansion. I played for...
Really?
Well, it's exaggeration. I'm saying I haven't played it any real extent. I played the other day and I did 20 games. 18 were against Mage.
There's no way that it was 18. I mean, I play a lot and it's a about 50% for me. But 18 out of 20, I'd be done with Hearthstone until there's a nerf, honestly. If it were 18, 90% of my decks against Mage, I would have been done before I even got to 20 games. I'd be at like 12 and be like, yep, okay, this isn't working out. I'm done for streaming today and probably the rest of the week.
I posted it on Twitter and somebody jokingly came back and, hey, man, you got to learn how to play around it.
I love that meme. Every time people tell, like, oh my gosh, I get that every single time something happens in when I'm streaming and something ridiculous happens, the chat is just spamming, should have played around it. And I'm like, you're right. I should have played around them flooding the board with Glowfly Swarm because they're spell mage, so all of their stuff is spells anyway. Glowfly Swarm into Soul of the Forest into a pump, and then next turn killing me with Survival of the Fittest. Like, should have played around it.
Yeah, like, Ikor, you're just a horrible player. Look at, you can't play around
you're just garbage.
Yeah, what a garbage player. But yeah, I mean, it's indefensible. Like, the card, like you said.
Wow, that's a lot of mages. I'm looking at your post right now. That's a lot of losses too, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm looking and you're, that's like 1 in 10? 1 in 11?
And it's referenced by saying, not every streamer, content creator, and Hearthstone player would ever post this on as a win rate. I'm like, look at the win rate. That's just half of it. That was the start. I went on after that to say, oh, okay,
God,
it's gotta stop.
I would be done after this. Oh my God.
I'm not done.
We should put this in the video. We should, when we're starting to talk, we should just be like, boom, this is what we're talking about.
I will.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll get it in there. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. I know. It's just despicable and it's embarrassing. But I was like, you know what? Sometimes you got to face that demon and put it out there for everybody to see the demon. And it's just, so I put it out there because you know what? Because that's fun for me. This show is very fun for me. This is what Hearthstone is fun, you know, and the strategizing and stuff. Like Deca Lunacy, it's got to go. It's going to go. I just wonder what they're going to do. I think the best solution is what you said. I think you made an extremely great point that just destroy the card now and then have a nice...
Bring it back like next expansion, I guess, when there's a little bit of a better pool of cards. Or not better, but like wider pool.
Right. Basically. Like, it's
deeper pool? Something like that.
Deeper,
more, wider. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds right. but yeah, that makes sense to me because if you do that, you don't really... You get that... You could get that excitement again and then actually, you know, like it might be... Also, it will show them too how many people might be excited for Deck of Lunacy to come back. And
that's true too. They'd be hyped to like bring it back.
And
they could like bring it back in like the middle of the expansion, like not when everything's released, but like once the meta gets a little bit stale again, they're like, we're bringing it back. Or like we're bringing it back in a maybe still a little bit nerfed in a nerfed way, but like not as nerfed as they probably would. Like if they nerf this card and they're like, okay, this card now costs 7 mana, it's unplayable. But then, you know, when they re-release it, they're like, okay, we're re-releasing it, but it's going to be 3 mana instead of 2 now, so it's going to be a little bit worse. Like, right. I feel like something like that would be interesting.
Yeah, and what it'll do, though, is it will, people, like the casual players, though, will probably be up in a roar. But the thing is maybe there are some other really good cards that can be back in the meta or played in the meta when the mini set comes out. Hopefully there will be another mini set. And there's a lot of really cool things about Hearthstone, like Warrior class, for example, has some really cool cards, but they just have no support. The secret package is busted. But
oh yeah, we haven't even talked about any of the other, mostly just Paladin and like Rogue and stuff, but we haven't even, or Penflinger or Watch Post. There's so many other things that have made the meta so stale already.
I hate to say it, man. I could try very much to want to play the game in it, but for, you know, like I said, you see that Twitter post, you'll get the feeling. I also had one point went against the same thing with the Shaman, Evolve Shaman. I had it 83% of my games were against Evolve Shaman back in the day with Bogspine. But I had a counter for that. And I think just to justify what I was saying about that, back then I had a counter. So I created a counter. I did a nice control warlock and was able to counter that deck. And that was great. With the thing with Mage is that there are counters to the Mage deck, which is just basically smack it in the face and just destroy it.
Face Hunter to kill them before they high roll and hope they don't get it like super crazy, you know?
But, and those are just not fun archetypes for me to play. That's just me. I don't enjoy playing that that thing. Hey guys, I'm not putting you down. If you like Base Hunter, if you like Smacking,
yeah, there's no problem with it. Also, it's cheap, so a lot of you guys like might need to do it because you don't want to put money into the game. Like, that's totally fine. Yeah. I also like aggro, or at least used to a pretty decent amount when I was free to play.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, aggro is, we've talked about it before, just to justify, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells all the time with this, but aggro is not an easy deck to play.
It's not easy, yeah.
It's not easy. It's not just like, oh, you know, mindless, whatever. It's hard to play, but it's just not enjoyable for me. So that's my full disclosure on the record. You heard it here first. Venga is not necessarily an aggro player, and I do think it's a skill deck, so don't hate me.
Yeah. We were talking about Twitter posts, and I don't know if you saw mine where I was like, this is a healthy meta, where it showed Paladin, 58% win rate. Mage, 53% win rate. And then the third best class in the game was Hunter, which Hunter and Rogue kind of counter Mage because they go face a lot. Those two decks, Hunter and Rogue, 48% win rate. When the third and fourth best classes in the game don't even have a 50% win rate and it's not an even spread like that, there's something wrong.
Well, here's the thing, though. I wanted to ask you this question. You'll have an answer. I know this. You may not have the right answer. But
I don't have the right answer. I'm super smart. Super smart.
He's the genius.
Little sleep deprived because I was so excited about the show I couldn't sleep very well last night, but I'll get it right. No problem.
Sleep deprived Ikor at 80% is 100% smarter than most people on the planet. Anyway, the question is, what deck or decks do you think when these two decks, Paladin and Mage, will take over? Remember you said that? All right, so we're going to get on over to the other video that's on my channel. It's the second half of the Hearthstone Meta Hype. I promise you it won't be as long as this one because I'm going to say my not so popular opinion. I'm trying to make that up right now as it is. I'm trying to form an opinion.
I am ready to fight you if you say anything positive about Mage. I will throw hands, honestly.
Having watched this episode, do you think there's anything positive that I could say about Mage? But we'll see.
You said you have an unpopular opinion. I don't know what it is.
All right, let's get on over there. Everybody, and welcome to Hearthstone Meta Hype. I'm here with Ikor, and we are chilling out doing this episode. Just wanted to thank everybody for coming on over. I also wanted to say that we got a competition going on. Ikor and I are trying to sell some t-shirts for...
Sell shirts!
Ikor, the Ikor Mad Ikor t-shirts, man. What do you think about that, Ikor? You think we're going to win that?
No.
You don't think we're going to win? The Ikor
5... No, we're going to win. We're going to win.
...bonus code, where you get $5 off the t-shirt.
We've already won. The competition just hasn't caught up yet. I'm going to be honest.
We are winning. And the link for that will be in the description below. You get your user code ECOR5. You get a t-shirt and like it's $30, but they're $25 after the discount. And we ship all over the world.
So, all over the world.
Yeah. This is part of the hype.
What about off planet? Off world? What about the moon?
Even Hearthstone. We ship to Hearthstone in the Hearthstone planet with the Barons. We're going to ship all the way to the Barons. Use that code below, which is ECOR5. And get your Ikor t-shirt and support the cause for the Hearthstone Meta Hype, our esports team, which is Hype Horizon. So we're doing that today. I want to talk about this. This is what I want to talk about. First, I want to say second topic is going to be my unpopular opinion. But what I want to talk
about... I'm ready to fight you, by the way. I'm prepared.
Yeah. Is what decks are going to dominate the meta after the nerfs for Deck of Lunacy and Paladin? What do you think they're going to be, Ikor?
So it depends on how much they're going to nerf Mage and Paladin. Obviously, if the nerfs aren't that big, because Paladin's win rate's 58%, it's going to take some pretty hefty nerfs to knock them off of their top slot. But let's just assume the nerfs are pretty significant. I'd probably say Control Warlock will be up there as number one. And then like Miracle or Stealth or like Watch Post Rogue. Also, they might nerf Penflinger. That might be how they nerf like Libram Paladin. If they nerf Penflinger, I take back my Rogue. But if they don't nerf Penflinger, I think Control Warlock and Rogue will be number one and two.
Yeah. So I have Control Warlock and Death Rattle Demon Hunter. But to address the point about the Rogue, I think here's one of the things that they will nerf Penflinger. I believe that Penflinger won't go face. That's the one thing that I think that they've done. So
that's a good nerf too. My nerf, because I put it on Twitter, or it's scheduled to post in like a couple hours. It might be post by the time this goes live. Anyway, I was like, it should only be able to go once a turn. Mm-hmm. So that way it can't go infinite, but maybe it can still go face to push damage, but just not going face at all.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. That would make the card so bad.
But the thing is it'll make it situationally playable.
True.
It's like, because of the way that it is exploited in Librem Paladin, right? Where you could just keep on going face and craziness like that. I think that it kind of, your solution is interesting because it kind of defeats the purpose of Penflinger is that because it's one matter, you could play it more than once in a turn.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's, yeah.
You know, I think that part of the problem is how it continually goes face. And why I said that though, is that the fact that if the card is used to, in the rogue deck, you can use Penflinger to pop the beast. That beast that the mech that reduces all the cost of your cards. So
that's also pretty annoying in rogue.
Yeah, so it's in rogue. So I think that rogue, like if I had to say it, would be control warlock, death rattle hunter, death rattle demon hunter, and the rogue it was definitely there. I think that rogue is going to be very strong. It's already really strong. It's just overshadowed right now by mage and paladin, right? So because that's the two most popular ones. And who knows, at the time of this recording, they might have already announced what the changes are going to be. But so
that's true. That's sometimes weird, right? Because sometimes we'll be talking about this and then we'll post it like the next day. And in that time, Blizzard will be like, oh, we have an announcement.
Yeah, we've been pretty good though with certain things. And it's funny there. I've seen some content out there that somebody was mad that somebody said they were like, oh, yeah, I'm mad because I said that a long time ago and then this person said it and I didn't get credit for it. Like they're so kind of genius. Well, I got news. We've been right.
We've been right before. Actually a decent amount of the time, at least in some way, like at least halfway right. In like most situations, we're pretty smart.
Yeah. But the thing is I'm not looking for praise. I'm not looking to be right. I just want to talk about Hearthstone. I just want to be hype. I have nothing to prove.
Yeah. I've already proved everything I need to prove.
Yeah.
I get legend a lot and I have fun playing the game most of the time.
All right, let's quit. We could quit.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Well, normally when people have everything they need to prove in a game or in life or whatever, they just quit.
Well, I'm not going to quit. I don't have to prove anything, but I still like entertaining people and playing games.
So you're a recreational player now.
Yeah, I'm a recreational player now.
Like Deck of Lunacy, don't you?
I've been... No. Don't ever say that. Don't ever even joke.
If anybody's seen this video for the first time, we did a whole segment on Deck of Lunacy. So
it was such a long segment about how much how silly it is.
Yeah,
but also we talked about why it was a problem, not just the fact that it is.
You'll get the joke, right? So anyway, so Control Warlock and Death Rattle Demon Hunter. We're both on the same page about Control Warlock. The card
Tamsin good.
Is awesome. There's just a lot of really good cards. That's going to be a deck that people are going to look at for sure. It's just got a lot of support. Warlock really did a lot of really good things. I mean, Tamsin is just an incredible card. And I do like the spell schools, which we really haven't been able to explore all that much just yet in the meta. Nope. And
we have not.
I'd rather talk, though, a little bit about the Death Rattle Demon Hunter. And the reason why I want to talk about that one is because I really did. I went to your channel and I saw the guide that you did on Death Rattle Demon Hunter. And I totally agree with what you were saying. The deck is crazy. One of the most craziest cards in that is Illidari, which will go 8/8/8. It's basically an 8 mana, 8 health,
broken,
8 attack charge minion. And there's lots
of
ways.
It's so crazy that card exists and Demon Hunter's still not good. Like, that's how powerful these other decks and cards are. Yeah. Like, basically 8/8 charge that can also hit once again because it has rush isn't strong enough to, be in the meta, really. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, and it's sometimes you could get it for 5 mana.
If you get off Skull of Gul'dan. Yeah, right? It's broken.
Right, so let's talk about the Death Rattle Demon Hunter as a really viable deck. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because of Skull of Gul'dan, you could cheat this out for 5 mana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that all the cards that are in Death Rattle Demon Hunter thin the deck, right? There's ones that thin the deck, they draw the deck. You have cards that will get minions out on the board. So you're likely, by the time that you can reload your hand, that you could get that card for 5 mana from Skull of Gul'dan. Yeah. So the deck is completely broken. I just don't think people know it yet. I thought it was going to be terrible. I looked at it, I was like, there's no support. But here's the cool part is you have cards in there like Fording, which can automatically bring that into your hand. So you can play Fording on turn 5 or whatever and get your highest card into your hand. You can do so many things. And it's like, regardless of the Skull of Gul'dan, there's just many ways that the deck curves so well. It just moves along and you're just churning out minions. They kill your minions. Another one comes from the Death Rattle up onto the board. Your opponent's going to have a lot of problems with the deck. So I think that Death Rattle Demon Hunter is going to be like a top tier deck. Control Warlock, definitely. And I do think I'll agree with you on the Rogue as well. There has to always be one that becomes the dominant force. Which one do you think it'll be?
Just in general, when they're nerfed, my guess would be probably Control Warlock or a Miracle or like Watch Post Rogue, because they're really, really good right now, just in general. It also depends on how hard the nerfs for Paladin and Mage are. Like, if they're negligible nerfs or something really weak, they still might end up being on top. Like, Paladin's a 58% win rate. One or two nerfs probably won't change the meta that much.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, that's what I think. Yeah. But I'm sure you have a more in-depth answer. You've thought about this more, assuming.
No, why would I do something crazy like that? I don't think. I'm lunatic. I just sit there and just throw random cards in my deck. I have no idea. No, I think Control Warlock. I think I think that Demon Hunter, Death Rattle Demon Hunter will be a thing. So those are my two picks. Yeah.
Weird. I actually played Death Rattle Demon Hunter and I only played 7 games, so it wasn't a lot. But I went 5-2 and was like, this deck's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Uh-huh. I don't think it's strong, but I think it's decent.
What I did is I went onto YouTube and I Googled, and I didn't Google.
Watched my video? You watched my video on Death Rattle Demon Hunter?
That's what I did. I searched for Igor 100, Death Rattle Demon Hunter, and I went 7-0, not 5-0, 5-2. I went 7-0. I beat the master. No, I played one game.
Well, I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
I played one game with it face to mage, and then I faced a priest, and I said, I'm done with this. I know my next game is going to be against mage. I'll probably win it, but the priest smoked me.
Wait, did you beat the mage?
Oh, yeah.
Did you beat the priest?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, it makes sense. Priest is good. I actually think Priest is surprisingly good. Like, Priest on Hearthstone Replay says it has a 42% win rate. I'm like, what? Priest is actually really good. Like, it takes more skill to play, and it doesn't have, like, as much draw as some other classes, so you have to, like, manage your resources a little bit better. But if you run some of the new Dragons and C'Thun as your late-game win conditions, Priest is pretty good. Like, I went 4-0 with it, and all of the games felt really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a small sample size, but, like, I beat, I think, 2 mages and something else. I don't fully remember. It was like, 2 or 3 days ago, but I beat 2 mages, a Demon Hunter, and a Paladin.
Yeah. Well, it's a deck that the Priest archetype is kind of, like, playable now. It's sort of like whatever it may be. No one's really looking at it per se, what they want to play with it. But I think it'll be a playable archetype because it'll be fun to play because you'll have that elements of control. But then there's also some archetypes in it that will have a bit of mid-range to it. So yeah, I think that
there's
the problem that has happened in the meta, which is sad, is the fact that right now the funnest part of the expansion is creating all the decks and playing against the new decks and finding that deck that you really enjoy playing and having a good time with. The thing is that it's just been Deck of Lunacy and Paladin, Secret Paladin against you every time. So you don't really have that chance to experiment and see exactly what fits that thing. So that's really bad. Hearthstone really kind of messed up here. They're going to fix it.
I mean, I don't think it was Hearthstone's fault necessarily. Like, the pool of cards shrinking was like something they probably didn't think about when Deck of Lunacy initially came out. They were like, oh, it'll be okay because there are like a lot of good and bad spells. When you get rid of all the bad spells, that was just like an unintended consequence, I feel like. Or at least I'm hoping. I hope they didn't go into this planning like, oh, in about 6 months or so, it's going to be really broken. We just have to bide our time. I think that it was just an honest mistake on their part, and they created it as a fun card, and it just ended up becoming broken. Same with, like, Apexis Blast and all that stuff.
Well, I'm going to have to find that commenter that I need to go to this video and say that Ikor is defending Blizzard, and he's a fanboy. So I'm going to need to... Can you do that now for us, please? please, because they should know, right? They're team five, right? Is it team five still there?
Or they should know that it's going to be a problem.
Don't they? Shouldn't they know? I mean, it's like...
I mean, I don't know. They still definitely messed up, but I don't think it's like as bad.
It's my fault then. I'm the one.
I don't know. They're planning... they'd have to plan like 8 months in advance because this came out in Skullamance, which was 8 months ago. Like, they just thought it was probably a fun card.
Yeah, I threw definitely
the same. Like, at first it was a fun card, and then it turned out to be freaking toxic and stupid, and now I hate it. But it used to be fun.
It was fun at one point. It was fun once. No, it's a fun card. I mean, I always looked at it like, wow, that's really... I just looked at it and exactly said it. I go, wow, this card is crazy.
Okay, I was like, this card's so dumb.
Yeah, let's give it a try. It's like when you...
And then I'll give it a try every like once a month just because people are like, hey, have you tried this card out recently? I'm like, no. Let's see how it works. And then I get blasted and go like 4-6. And I'm like, well, that was an interesting experiment, but it still sucks.
Yeah. But I did drop down that you know, that big minion. I had that big swing turn that doesn't exist in Mage. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's non-existent. You know, I played as a druid the entire game. I had a guy that it was just, I could go on and on with the weird story. But I had a guy that casted 3 overgrowths in one turn against me.
That's crazy. There's no way.
Yeah, his cards turned into 1 mana cards, right?
I mean, I guess it's possible. It's just crazy. Wait, did he do it like... No, wait, he couldn't have done it turn 1 or turn 3 or whatever. He probably did it like turn 3, then 4 and 5, or turn 3
and
then
something
4,
like
4
that.
Something.
He just 3 overgrowths, and I was like, I'm at like 3 mana and he's at 10.
He's at 10, and you're like, oh my god.
I was like, all right, let's go. I'm ready to drop... about time I drop down my watch post and increase the cost of his cards there. I'm like...
Increase his cost by 1, even though he's 7 mana ahead of me right now. That's going to do a... Also, all of his cards are reduced by 3. That's gonna be great. Yay!
I think I'm just gonna change my YouTube channel to just these crazy montages of the Vega's improbable mishaps on Hearthstone, where the improbable probably happens.
Yeah. Speaking of improbable, I played a game as Hunter, and I played a 2-cost spell against a Paladin, and he Oh My Yogged, and it became Deck of Lunacy, and like that's kind of fun. I feel like when you randomly get Deck of Lunacy in a different class, and like I feel like that would be fun because it doesn't happen like ever. Like it'll happen once every 100 games. Like that's fine. I'm okay losing to that or winning like that every now and then. But I don't know. It's when it's every single time.
New Paladin secret. Change opponent's deck into Deck of Lunacy once every 100 every 100 times or something. It's like you'll be sitting there. It's due. It's going to change somebody's deck into Deck of Lunacy.
Yeah. Yeah. At first I was like, oh no, this is so bad because I lost all my damage spells, and then I drew my first card and it was Sprint for 4 mana, and I was like, oh no, this is really good. I realize now that Deck of Lunacy is just good in any class. It doesn't have to be Mage.
Yeah. Oh My Yogg is another card that's crazy, but it's fair, but it's nuts.
I think Paladin Secret should be 2 mana, but this is a topic for another day. I'm not going to go into the whole what I would do to Paladin. I've already talked about Mage.
Did we talk about any solutions, or we're going to ask the audience, did we talk about any solutions or anything of this, or did we just rant?
Because do we want to go over solutions? Because I have them. I had them written down.
Okay. Real quick. We're 30 minutes in, so yeah, you could... If you want, yeah, no problem.
This is just quick. No discussion, I'm just gonna rattle them off, okay? Boom, Encanter's Flow should be 3 mana. It's basically like what Wild Growth used to be, a 2 mana ramp card, although it makes cards cheaper instead of gives you mana crystals. But give it the Wild Growth treatment, make it 3. The Refreshing Spring Water should only refresh 2 mana crystals in total, not 4, so it's a 2 mana draw 2, which is still really good. Apexus Blast should summon you a 4 drop instead of a 5 drop, because all the 5 drops are really, really broken. And Font of Power should give you 2 minions instead of 3, because a 1 mana get 3 cards is just kind of broken in any deck. That's it. Quickly rattled them off so you guys could get some nice information in there.
Yeah, we'll put the timestamp in the video as well when that occurs, right?
It'll be like rant for 32 minutes and then like the important stuff for like 1 minute at the end.
Rant 1A.
TLDR.
Rant 1A, rant 1B, rant 1C, 2A.
And then important.
Now, for my not so popular opinion. Okay.
I'm mentally prepared. What are you going
to
say?
Yeah, I think that they're going to not nerf as well as we think like you're going to see some surprises. I think they're going to nerf Death Rattle Demon Hunter before it's a thing. I think that they're going to also, they're going to nerf Rogue, and you're going to be like, and some odd class, like too, like maybe Shaman or something. You're like, what happened? They're going to do something that is not exactly what we expected. I think that's my unpopular opinion. They're not going to address exactly what we want them to address. They're going to just go into left field and grab some other class. What do you think?
Like not nerf Major Paladin at all?
No, they're going
to- Or in addition to Major Paladin.
Yeah, they're gonna nerf those, but they're,
okay. But they're, I thought you were like something. They're just not gonna nerf Major Paladin, and yeah, they're just gonna nerf, okay.
Yeah, and they're gonna do something crazy like nerf another class, and you're gonna be like, why, what
did nerfing they do? Rogue would be okay. I'd be fine with them also nerfing Rogue, because Rogue gets a ton of value, and we talked about how it's probably gonna be a dominant deck after,
right? But you're missing
they nerf
the
Shaman
point.
Or something, or Death Rattle Demon Hunter, what the heck.
Yeah, like you're missing the point. It'd be like they're gonna nerf Hunter, like something like that. Like they're gonna just do some crazy, like you're gonna be like, why did they nerf Hunter? Like what was wrong with it? The class is horrible. It's in a horrible state. Why did they nerf it? They're gonna do Paladin and Mage and like Hunter, but I'm not gonna go on Hunter. I would think it would be like Shaman. Like you're gonna see some weird Shaman nerf that you just, it's completely unexpected. That's my,
yeah, I don't even know what they would nerf for that, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like remember when they back in the day they nerfed Hex out of nowhere for some reason. They like, it's just like, so I'm just throwing out my unpopular opinion, just being controversial here. But I think that if they're just, having said that, on with the nerfs, if they're going to go with like a more like realistic nerf that they would do other than just Mage, the cards that I think that are most likely to be nerfed in Demon Hunter is the 4-mana one, which is,
wait, what, 4-mana one?
Yeah, 4-mana.
You'll give me the card in a second.
But
I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's 4-mana, 4/7 Death Rattle. That is being used. Is that?
Oh, that's a neutral card, right? Yeah. But it's being used in Demon Hunter.
Yeah, it's neutral.
It's a 4-mana, 5/7 Death Rattle. Deal 5 to your hero.
Yeah,
it is pretty strong. I have to admit, like I've won games just off of this, because they'll kill the 3-drop, right? That has the Death Rattle. Summon a 4 or lower cost Death Rattle card from your hand. It'll summon this after they just use something to kill my 3/3, and then I'll slam them for 5 damage the next turn. They're like, well, This card is really strong.
Yeah, it's Dark Spear Berserker will be looked at. Illidari Conquistador will be looked at as well, and I think that they'll probably put those nerfs in there. That's my opinion. I think that also you have some other odd class that's just going to come out of nowhere that will be nerfed. So, I mean, having said that, we have a whole bunch of things that we've been ranting about. The Hearthstone meta hype is something that we love to do every single week.
We talk for so long.
Yeah, we go longer and longer every single week. The original concept of the show was supposed to start off that it was supposed to be 12 minutes each.
It was supposed to be 12 minutes each. Yeah, 10 to 15 minutes each. And we've definitely gone over that every single time. Right. I don't even think our first one was 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is like Ikor and I know each other for quite a while. We've known each other for like a year and a half or whatever. In the Hearthstone age, that's a pretty long time. Maybe 2 years we've known each other. But one thing we didn't know about was if we ever got on the microphone together, what would happen? Because we just
went off.
We decided to do the collaboration, and it was like, let's do it, you know, and whatever. Yeah, we'll do 12 minutes. Not going to happen. If you watch Ikor stream, if you watch me stream, we just never shut up. So
we don't shut up.
There's no shutting us up. And having said that, we're gonna get on out of here. This is the Hearthstone meta hype. Like I said, we enjoy doing this show every single week, and you know what I always say: stay hype, and we'll see you next week.